This week's podcast is Pastor Mackey's Christmas sermon following the presentation of the gospel mini musical, Cradle for the King. Let's listen and worship together.
My brothers and my sisters, weren't we blessed by that mini musical? Can we thank God for the writer of the mini musical, Dr. Camille Nash? Let's give it to her. Praise God for you. Amen. She gives leadership to our drama team, and we praise God for you and all those music ministry and everyone who helped to make it such a wonderful production. It's called really a mini musical. But I don't want you to miss the major message that's in the mini musical, which speaks about the heart. Because I know that I was on Facebook and I saw a post that said, don't be mad because you're shopping around the time that Mary's water broke. Yeah, some of y'all will get that on you. You waited till the last minute to start shopping. But isn't it amazing that we give gifts to everyone else for Christmas and it ain't even their birthday? My question to you is, what are you going to give Jesus this year for his birthday? Come on, some of y'all are buying stuff you don't need with money you don't have, trying to impress folk that you don't even like. But what are you gonna give him for his birthday? But that question leads to another question. And the second question is not just what are you gonna give Jesus for his birthday, but what can you give to one who has everything? I mean, some of y'all saying, I want to give Jesus a car. He don't need a car. Let me tell you why he don't need a car. Because he can be in my house, your house, everybody's house at the same time. He don't need any transportation. He don't need any money because the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine as well. He don't need our money. Well, maybe can I cook for him? I know some of y'all think y'all can burn in the kitchen, but brothers and sisters, let me tell you, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. He doesn't need a car. He doesn't need your cash. He doesn't need your creature comforts. What he wants is our hearts. Can you tell the church he wants our hearts? And that's the message. The major message of this mini musical is that God wants our hearts. Jesus wants our hearts toward him. Notice the line in the play says that God does not want the grand and the glorious, but he wants open and willing hearts toward him. But brothers and sisters, if he is the best, if he is great, when we give him our hearts, we don't need to just give him any old kind of heart. It don't need to be in any old kind of condition. If God is a good God, when we give him our hearts this Christmas, my question is, what condition is your heart in that you would give it to Jesus Christ? Is it secular or is it sacred? Does your heart promote you or does it promote him? Does your heart lift you or does it lift him? And brothers and sisters, I need to tell you that the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Tell your neighbor that next to you. Tell them the heart of the matter is not about the gifts you got. not about the gifts that you give, but the heart of the matter is always the matter of the heart. Where's Robert's body? Because Robert, if you run through the roses, if you dance through the daffodils, if you tiptoe through the tulips of the scripture, it's all about the heart. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with some of your heart, with a little bit of your heart, no, with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Matthew 22:37 says, love the Lord your God with some of your heart, with a piece of your heart, with all of your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. You can't even get saved without it being a matter of the heart, because Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Proverbs 20:7 says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I know some of y'all are thinking that the heart is this muscle, is this organ that pumps blood all throughout the body. But when the Bible speaks of the heart, it's not talking about here, it's talking about here. Because when the Bible speaks of the heart, it is the amalgamation of the will, the intellect, and the emotion. So God is saying that if you're going to give me your heart, I've got to have your will, I've got to have your intellect, and I've got to have your emotions if I'm really going to have your heart. Well, since I want to give my heart in the best condition that I can give it, is there any scripture that can help me to do it? That's two, and I'll leave y'all alone for the day. The first scripture is Psalm 51:10. David had messed up. He said in verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to the loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. He said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Here it is, Psalm 51:10. He said, create in me. What kind of heart? A clean heart. Can I park right there for a minute? Because some of y'all think when David is asking the Lord to create with him a clean heart, he's asking God to clean his heart with Dove and with Dial soap and with Irish Spring. Can I get a witness in here? No. Because some of us, when it comes to the dirtiness of our heart, Irish Spring can't clean this up. I wish I had some help in here. Dove and Ajax can't clean it up. But when he's speaking of the heart, the cleanliness of the heart, theologians said he's talking about the singleness of heart. What he's really saying, if you're going to give God the right heart, that means you got to have the right focus. Can I get a witness? And the right focus is that God does not want your allegiance to him to be divided by anything else. That's why Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this other stuff is going to be added unto you. He wants all of you. He wants to be in first place in your life in every particular direction. Brothers and sisters, keep looking at the text. He said, create in me a clean heart and renew in me the right spirit. He said, Lord, I want you to do such a work on me that when I have the right focus, and I've got the right heart, if I've got the right focus, it's going to give me the right attitude. Oh my God, and a whole lot of us need some better attitudes for Christmas this year. Can I get a witness in here? Some of y'all mad right now that you can't get the gift that you want to get, but I need somebody that can testify. I want to get a better attitude because I realize that the best gift is God waking me up this morning. The best gift is food on my table. The best gift is shelter over my head. I wish I had some folk that can get the right attitude. See, some of y'all still in here acting like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. You ought to thank God you had a bed to sleep in last night. Is there anybody in the church that can wave their hand and say, Lord, give me the right attitude, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is there anybody in here said, Lord, give me the right attitude today? Not only that, but he said, create within me a clean heart and renew. I like that. Renew in me the right spirit. Because some of us think we get Christmas joy because of what God can replace. But the text teaches me that sometimes the joy is not in what he can replace, it's what he can repair. Tell your neighbor, that's good. David didn't say, create in me a new heart. He said, with the bad heart I already got, I want you to put your hands on it, and I want you to put it in your divine wisdom. And when you get through with the heart I already got, it's going to make my heart feel like it's brand new, although it's still old. Can you high five your neighbor and say, I'm learning to thank God not for what he can replace, but for what he can repair. See, some of y'all want a new job, but can somebody testify he'll repair the old job you got? Some of y'all want a new man, but can somebody testify he'll work on the old man that you already have? I wish I had some help in here. Tell the Lord right now, thank you not for the new that's coming, but for old, the old stuff you're going to repair and make it like it's new. I'm Drew. You got to know he can repair what you're trying to replace. But then lastly, there's another scripture that can teach us how to have the right heart. David said, I got to have the, for me to have the right heart, I got to have the right focus. It's going to give me the right attitude. But then in Psalm 119, verse 11, it said, the word have I hid in my heart. I got some Bible readers here. In my heart that I might not sin against God. Brothers and sisters, it teaches us that when you put the word down in your heart, the word has a way of keeping sin from you and keeping your heart pure. Because Proverbs says we have to guard our heart. And one of the safest ways to guard your heart is to know what the scripture is saying so you can put it in your mind, which is your heart. Brothers and sisters, I clothe it this way. There was a little boy. His dad did not believe in God. And although his dad did not believe in God, that boy was reading his Bible. The dad came in and said, son, I don't want to see you reading this anymore. If I see you reading it again, I'm going to put it up on the shelf so you can't reach it. The boy got home. He started reading his Bible. The dad caught him, grabbed the Bible out of his hand, put it up on the shelf. When the dad walked out the room, the boy got him a chair, stood up in the chair, pulled the Bible back down, and started putting it back in his heart. And I got some help in the room. And then all of a sudden, the dad called him again and said, if I catch you one more time, I'm going to take the word and I'm going to throw it in the fire. The boy didn't care. He got that Bible down again and started reading it. The daddy grabbed him by the hand. He caught him a second time, grabbed him by the hand, grabbed that Bible, and threw the Bible in the fire. The boy started crying, but then all of a sudden, he started lifting his hand in praise. The dad said, "Boy, what's wrong with you? Why are you praising God?" And I burned the word. I threw it in the fire. He said, "Dad, you waited too late. The word of God is already in my heart." Is there anybody in the church that can wave their hand and say, "I got the word in my heart. It makes me walk right. It makes me talk right. It makes me give right. It makes me live right." Anybody in the church today know you got the word in your heart? If you got it in your heart today, do me a favor. Grab somebody by the hand. Shake it like you love Jesus. Shake it like you love the Lord. And say, "Neighbor, I don't know about you, but I want to give God praise because I know the word is in my heart. Because the word says, let everything that have breath." I'm going to try it one more time over here. I said, "Let everything that have breath." Come on, they tell me one time more. For the Holy Ghost, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. I got three questions for you. Won't he make a way for you? Won't he open doors for you? Won't he provide for you? Say yes, 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 yes. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us a clean heart that we may follow you. As we stand all over the room, create within us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit. And you keep reading in that psalm. He said, "Lord, whatever you do, don't take the Holy Spirit away from me." Church, we need the Lord every day of our lives. But when I was quoting Psalm 51, one thing I left out is he said, "Create within me." This word "create" is the same word in the Hebrew that's used in Genesis 1 when God created the heavens and the earth. And what I love about Hebrew is that there are some words that's only reserved for God. Meaning there's some things only God can do. And some of you have been trying to replace and repair your heart on your own. Some of you thought you needed a heart transplant, but all you really need is a blood transfusion. Wants to give it to you right here, right now. And listen, saints, I told you all that our church is about, I don't know what exactly the number is. I think we're at like 989, that the Lord has allowed 989 people to join our church this year. Come on, I need some more witnesses. Hallelujah. And guess what? I was saying my prayer has been that by December 31st, that we'll reach the 1,000-member mark. But church, guess what? God is so able that he can help us to get there right here and right now.
Thank you for listening today. We want you to partner with us and become a part of our family. Please go to our website, pilgrimrestphx.org, to get more information. You can also text to give by texting PRBC to 77977. Remember to subscribe. Now, let's go live a life of higher heights and deeper depths as we occupy all streets.